קטע הכנה מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ג' רוממו השם אלוקנו. רוממו השם אלוקנו.
The preparation passage for the lesson from the writings of Rabash, third volume, רוממו השם אלוקנו. Raise the Lord our God.
אם האדם רוצה לדעת רוממות וגדלות השם.
Raise the Lord our God and bow unto the mountain of his holiness, because the Lord our God is holy. Raise means that if the person wants to know the height and greatness of the Lord our God, that we can attain only through adhesion and equivalence of form. Therefore, what is equivalence of form and how do we reach equivalence of form? And bow to the mountain of his holiness, the matter of bowing is subjugation, meaning that one bends his reason and says, whatever my reason understands or it doesn't understand, I annul and subjugate it. To what do I subjugate it? To the mountain of his holiness. Har, mountain, means hirhurim, contemplations, meaning thoughts. His holiness, kadosh, means holy and separated, distinguished from that thing, meaning that one retires himself from the desire of reception. And they bowed, meaning to subjugate the body, even if it doesn't agree, and to take upon oneself only thoughts of holiness. This is, and they bow to the mountain of his holiness. And why do we need to subjugate himself to thoughts of holiness, meaning to retire from receiving in order to receive? Because the Lord our God is holy, that the Creator only bestows. Therefore, we have to be in equivalence of form like the Creator, and by that we can attain the loftiness of the Creator. And later we can reach the attaining of the loftiness of the Lord our God. Actually, in a single sentence, Rabash passes to us the whole issue of our work. How do we, who are in the opposite quality from the Creator, and therefore within that quality we only perceive this world, how do we reach equivalence of form and the attainment of the loftiness and adhesion through several actions? The first action is that, as we say, the environment has to give us that sensation of the height of the goal. We don't attain it yet, but yet we're inspired from the group, from the environment, that this is something that is great. Even though the environment doesn't recognize it either, it doesn't discover it, but I have to have fuel. This is how I'm built for the meanwhile, in my will to receive. And therefore, I must be influenced and be given the greatness of the goal. Later on, according to the greatness of the goal, I start engaging in subjugation. That everything that happens in me, in the environment, in the world, I begin to subjugate myself towards ascribing everything to a single force. There is none else besides him. By annulling my ego, my will to receive, my desire to be in control and be the one who decides everything, and I begin through that subjugation to see, to search how he is working, how he is operating. And in spite of the contemplations, Hirhurim, which is the Har mountain, I subjugate myself. This is the issue of bowing to the mountain of his holiness. And when I subjugate myself, by that I gradually start knowing, seeing what is hidden, this work of the Creator on me. I start becoming more sensitive to that. I perceive more. And through all the contemplations, meaning all the various obstacles, disturbances that are sent to me on purpose, as I begin to be more sensitive to them, that earlier it wasn't that way, the Creator, which stands opposite me, the force of bestowal versus the force of reception, those two forces start becoming apparent, evident as two opposite forces. And then I feel more the contemplations, the doubts, and as I subjugate myself towards that, and I demand greater support from the environment, then I reach the point where I retire myself more and more from the will to receive, and an opening is created for the light that reforms, which changes me and brings me to equivalence of form. And then I reach the recognition of the loftiness of the Creator. The loftiness, the height we attain at the end, but the fact that to start with, we realize that we have to speak about the greatness of the Creator, this is in order for us to have fuel to start with, in order to attain the greatness at the end.